Good morning, everyone. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time now for a look at the news for a Thursday, the 28th day of September for 2017. Well, it was a busy night for the Amador School Board as it faced a shortage of textbooks. A generally routine resolution that the board passes each year certifying that students have sufficient textbooks instead acknowledged that the district has a shortage of textbooks. Books are in short supply in different subjects at 4 elementary schools and for Jackson Junior High Math and Argonaut High School Chemistry. The school district blames an unexpected fluctuation in enrollment at some school sites and delays in shipping textbooks from the East Coast due to the hurricanes in Texas and Florida. District officials assured the board that all textbooks would be delivered by October 9th. The board also heard reports on construction projects in the district. The new solar panel overhead cover structure in both the high school parking lots now nearing completion. And students will soon have full use of their parking lots again. But the new Argonaut High School track has run into further delays, but it's still expected to be completed before track season starts in February. And last night, the board also passed a resolution declaring October to be National Bullying Prevention Month and discussed various anti-bullying efforts at district school sites, as well as passing a resolution marking the week of the school administrator.
And the Amador Water Agency asking for continued water conservation from Lake Comanche customers. Lake Comanche residents again being asked to conserve water throughout the day today. Now, due to delays with the tie-in project, the agency will need to keep serving Comanche area customers off wells 6 and 12, while the other two wells in tank 9 will be put back in service as soon as water quality samples come back from the lab. Now, this further conservation effort will help keep AWA from issuing a boil water order to area residents.
And Sutter Creek police officers recently helped recover a stolen travel trailer, according to the Sutter Creek Police Department. Thanks to some observant Sutter Creek business owners, a new 2018 travel trailer stolen within the past few days from Martell was recovered and returned earlier this week. The Sutter Creek Police are now reaching out to the community, asking if anyone saw the theft of the Rockwood Ultralight trailer. It's described again as a Rockwood Ultralight trailer. Now, if you saw the theft of the trailer in progress, please come forward to law enforcement with details. If you have information about this or any other crime in Sutter Creek, please call the Sutter Creek Police Department at 267-5646. Another way to provide information on this or other crimes in the county is the Amador Secret Witness Program. Anonymous tips can be phoned in to Secret Witness. There's a 24-hour hotline at 223-4900.
Well, the Ione Police Department reports a recent series of mailbox break-ins could lead to identity theft. On Tuesday, the department received notification that several neighborhood cluster-type mailboxes were broken into sometime during the late evening, early morning hours. Now, at this time, it's unknown exactly what items were taken and from which individual mailboxes, but the Ione Police Department asks anyone with info to contact them at 274-2456, option 4. Now, mail theft is a common way in which identity thieves obtain a person's info. If you believe you may be the victim of identity theft, you can obtain helpful info online from the Federal Trade Commission.
And Tuesday morning, Calaveras Sheriff's detectives served a search warrant for stolen property at two locations. Some property recovered was stolen from boats from around Lake Tulloch, as was previously reported. At one home on Signal Hill Trail in the Copperopolis area, detectives requested code compliance to respond for unsafe living conditions and other miscellaneous code violations. At the second location off of Quail Hill Road, 30-year-old Joseph Leonard from Copperopolis was arrested for possession of stolen property, criminal conspiracy, possession of methamphetamine, and probation violations. A further search of the home turned up a rifle and ammunition, and 63-year-old George Tony Kronovich, a convicted felon, arrested for violation of being in possession of a firearm and ammunition. Both subjects were booked into the Calaveras County Jail.
And Calaveras Public Works pushed a repair schedule back that would have closed a section of Jenny Lind Road this Friday. Well, the emergency culvert restoration has been moved to Monday. The section of road to be closed is between Mann and Baldwin Streets, with road crews doing repairs from 7 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon. Motorists will find 4 detour signs directing them to take either Mann or Baldwin. Now, drivers are asked to slow down and use caution around the cone zone areas. Public work officials say the reason for the date change, due to another job taking longer to complete than scheduled. Now, the department only has one road crew, forcing the culvert repairs to be pushed back. Now, some of the other projects the crew is working on include paving on Camp and Moran roads, along with ditching and grading on Hidden Valley Road today, which will bring minor delays.
And again, if you travel along New York Ranch Road, we want to remind you, be prepared for delays daily, Monday through Friday, over the next 6 weeks. According to Jackson City Building official Mike Hooper, New York Ranch between China Graveyard and Court Street will be reduced to one-lane traffic with traffic control signals 24 hours a day. Now, this will run through Friday, November 3rd. The closure will be in effect due to road construction and pedestrian improvements. The project, costing $1.5 million, is being funded by Adam Dalton and the Jackson Band of Miwok Indians. Now, Hooper says, if you can, find an alternate route when possible to avoid any delays. I want to thank Adam and the tribe for funding that project, too.
That's amazing.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.